In this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised a servant to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
We'll be reading scriptures together, so you remain standing. We'll read His word, Acts chapter 1, verse 1, verse 2, verse 3, and afterwards I will pray and then you may be seated. Are we ready? I read verse 1 alone. We all read verse 2 and 3 together. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Verse 2, everybody. Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostle whom he had chosen. Verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Father, in hearing, help us to hear your voice. In seeing, help us to see to your secret. Amen. In understanding, quicken our mind. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You may be seated. Thank you, choir. Hallelujah. My first interest is the quality of the man who wrote this Acts of Apostles chapter 1. He was a doctor, very intelligent. He wasn't making guesses. His account was one step after the other in a way that you know the writer understands what happened. Number two of my interest is that he was writing to a nobleman, Theophilus. He was a man of a strong political influence. And when you see a man who is a public officer, you dare not misinform him, because the city will be misinformed. Are you following my thought line? So he was writing to Theophilus, a man of great influence and a man of great power. So in writing to him, he spoke two major things that characterize the life of any man that will be a proof producer. It says, I write to you, O Theophilus, all that Jesus began to do and to teach. The doing came before the teaching. Did you see that arrangement? All that he did. So if in his earthly ministry he told you anything was possible, he did it. He did it. All that he did and that he taught. And you see, it's easier to teach if you're a doer. Anybody hearing me here? Because your biggest class is the quality of your life. So everything he did, he taught. No wonder his disciples also were able to do and to also teach. In Mark chapter 6, verse 30. Mark chapter 6, verse 30. The disciples were gathered together, and as they gathered themselves together unto Jesus, they told Jesus all that they did and taught. What came first? Doing. Because tonight, you will be a proof of doing. So they told Jesus all they did and taught. Luke wrote the account in Acts chapter 1, verse number 1, told the noble Theophilus all that Jesus did and what? Taught. So doing comes before teaching. There's an argument in Acts in John chapter 5 as touching Jesus, his ministry and his impact. And then Jesus said to them, if you don't believe me for my many teachings, believe me for the works that I do. Nothing settles argument like the power of God. You can argue forever, but when the power of God is available, it settles argument. And tonight, some arguments will be settled. So he began to say to them in his writing that Jesus showed forth 40 days after resurrection to give a proof that he is alive. That the death was not a scam. His resurrection was not a scam. He is alive. And for 40 days, he shows to everybody that he is alive. And the Bible said, by many, I love the word many, many infallible proofs. What are infallible proofs? Number one, a proof you cannot deny. It's an infallible proof. Number two, infallible proof are evidences of great impact, and the lives of the people are the witness. A great infallible proof is that you can see everybody under your ministry having two clear testimony, two clear lives, who they used to be before, who they are now. Everybody who is having continual encounter with God must have a two face. Who you are and who the word has transformed you to be. The sickness you used to nurture before and the healing that plays out and get out of that. The oppression you asked for and the freedom from oppression which you now enjoy. Do you understand that? That is infallible proofs. Number three, infallible proofs are issues that end arguments between spouses. We have a drama in our ministry. Couple of last month, July. This is August, last month, July. A couple has been married for a couple of time and they've been trusting God for fruit of the womb. I don't know anything about it. My job is preach. And then if the left my gate be open, we had in July, 1st of July. I was preaching on the healing power of God and the power of the miraculous. I was teaching, and then I gave a word of knowledge. I said, I saw in my spirit, there's somebody here, you are like impotent. You don't have erection. You don't produce sperm. As I'm speaking to you now, the hand of God is touching you, and the guy was on his duty post and was hearing the word of knowledge. The wife came to see me after, so that's how I knew what I'm telling you. The wife said, my husband said, as soon as that word of knowledge went out, he had erection immediately inside church. Immediately. So he got home. Now, they've been visiting doctors. They've been watching. Okay, what do we do? What don't we do? Try this, try that. This is a guy, the wife was telling me, when we make love, there is nothing pouring out. There is nothing. Immediately, July 1st, last month, not last year, this guy had erection. They got home from Lema Gebi open meeting. Because chairman now have erection, he wasn't tired of all the energy in the meeting. Hit the wife one shot. The wife was pregnant. She came to see me last Sunday. In fact, she cropped that word of knowledge, that clip, that portion where that word came, and came to play it back to me. As I can't even remember that. He says, this is it. This is what you said. This is what happened to my husband. And my husband has been sleeping with me for many days, for a long time. Nothing happened. One shot, she started vomiting. After this meeting, there will be many one shot. One shot, the contract will be signed. One shot, the proposal will go through. One shot, the door will open. It is one shot because it is day one of Shiloh. One shot, there will be proofs of God's faithfulness. One shot, your head will be lifted up above your enemies. How many shots? One. One shot. That was it for him. The lady said, "Daddy, me makwe tanque miracle dun. Miracle dun. Who is next in the house? How many shots? When is he coming? Tonight. One shot." That was it. What he was struggling with for days, for months, for years. One shot. Wow. Emi ni ma koko jeri sagbara Oluwa.
Emi ni ma koko jeri sagbara Oluwa.
Emi ni o, emi ni o, emi ni o, emi ni o.
Emi ni ma koko jeri sagbara Oluwa.
Emi ni o, emi ni o, emi ni o, emi ni o. Amen.
Amen.
One shot. That was it. That's a proof. That's a proof. That is infallible proof with medical prescriptions. Proof that God still answers prayer. That miracles still happen. Infallible proofs are proofs that gives you a brighter future, a great hope, because the proofs are there. If he did this yesterday, he will do it again today, and he will do it tomorrow. One proof. I think it was this month, August, government. I was preaching at the government World Congress. And you know the way our major traditional churches do things. They've done so many things, and it was time to preach. It was getting late. We must get to Ibadan that day. I don't like traveling late. So I told my peer, I said, let me preach. Was it 25 minutes? I said, I'm going to preach 25 minutes timing. Time, and he was timing me. Like he's timing me now. And he has a way he talks to me. None of you will know. You get it? So I said, 25 minutes. Time me. I think I did less than 25 minutes. Right? I did like how many minutes? I did 15 minutes. Stood preach. The GO was shocked. He said, this is the shortest message in this convention and the most productive proof showing why we had strange miracles in 15 minutes. When I was done preaching 10 minutes, 5 minutes I was using to pray for the people, and I began to speak what I saw in my spirit. I said, I see somebody, you're paralyzed halfway, you're standing up now. And a woman ran from where in the crowd, thousands of people. She was half paralyzed, hand and leg. And that's the way she came to the convention, lying down somewhere. At that word, she said, heat and energy just moved into her leg and hand. She could lift them and stood up and ran to the altar. Now I say, I can see somebody. You can see with one eye. God is opening their eyes now. And a woman in the crowd ran out. I can see, I can see. 15 minutes. The meeting caught fire. We left them. keep taking testimony. The crowd testifier were so many and they were running out. And I said, yes, this is the proof that the name of Jesus is very potent, is still active today. Now, is somebody's turn tonight here? I got one more scripture to read to you, and I will begin to pray with you. And your life will be the infallible proof that when God visits a city and visits a church, he raises proofs by the lives of men. And I'm trusting your life will be that proof. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. That's my last scripture tonight. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. And how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Power. Nothing makes the enemy submit like power. I live in northern Nigeria. I grew up among Muslims. I did ministries among Muslims. A Muslim can spend all his life arguing with you, but when he sees the power, he surrenders all his argument. Nothing ends argument like the power of God. Are you hearing me? And power is not in charismatic display or in quiet statement. Power is in the quality of the container who speaks for God. You didn't hear that. When your life is right with God, then you can speak for him. Many people talk for him. He doesn't even hear himself. Can that guy be talking for us? He's a crook. We know his lifestyle. He can't represent us. He's just wearing cassock. Let him say what they taught him in Bible school and close the service. The potency of God's power is revealed through a man based on the holiness of his private lifestyle, not public lifestyle. Are you hearing me? So at times miracles happened, not because you prayed, not because you preached one heavy sermon. God just said that this container is good. It can represent us. And I believe that God can send me. He can walk through me to you. Because under God, this container is good. In your assessment, you might not like me, but this container is good. Are you still hearing me? How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with what? Power. Who went about? If you have power, you will be mobile. There are needs all over the world. Are you with me? If you have power, you are something marketable, you will be mobile. We market Jesus. We sell him to people. We tell the sick, you've been on medication for so long and you are still in pain. I'm marketing Jesus to you. If you believe him once, he will unseat the enemy and you will go home here healthy. Like Jesus said, take your bed and go home. And the guy rolled it off. A weak man for 38 years, rolling his mattress to go home. Medically, you can't do that. Because your body, your muscle will have been collapsing, been on one spot for 38 years. You need some therapy. Anybody knows what I'm talking about? You need a lot of continual therapy, massage, to be sure the body wakes up, it can respond. But something happened here. Immediately. And I'm sure somebody will be the next proof of immediately. So it's not going to be, oh, maybe let's watch it until next tomorrow. It's happening now. How many shot? This is day one. One shot, day one. Tomorrow, two shots. Next tomorrow, three shots. But let's begin with how many shots? One shot. It will be enough. You know why? When there are proofs, there is joy in the lives of people. People close church and they have joy. Because they send the proof. So he went about doing good. That's what the gospel does to anybody. He makes them to do good. I'm back in Acts 10:38. Doing good. What is opposite of goodness? Talk to me. If you are not doing good, what are you doing? You are doing bad. You are in pain. You are in sorrow. Are you getting it? It's not good to be single at a certain age. So if you're going to be doing good, is to clear the space and provide your husband. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes. You are here. We have one of our members there. She's in America now. She used to be a Muslim convert and she joined us. We're discipling her. One day she walked up to me in the office and said, "Daddy, I'm tired of being single." So I reply her, "Even me, I'm tired of pastoring you as single." I say, "In fact, God is also tired that you are still single." She said, "What kind of answer is this?" I said, "I'm just telling you that you're not the only one who is tired. Me. What's my joy as a pastor? Pastoring you to 30 to 40 years and you are single, is that a plus for me? It raises questions on my service life to you." So you're not the only one who is tired. Me, I'm tired. God is tired. He said, "What do we do?" I said, "What do tired people do? If you are tired and God is tired and even your pastor is what? Is tired." And then we all go back and say, "Lord, please encourage us. We are all tired." But even God himself is also what? Tired. Shota. He said, "What do we do?" I said, "Kneel down. Let's pray the prayer of tired people." So she knelt down and I said, "Father, we're really tired." I said, "Especially me. I've been praying for this girl all these years. Nothing has happened. I am tired. Please hear me now." And while we were praying, you know, as a pastor, you have feeling for the people you lead. Did you understand? So I was leaning with her at the altar. And then she was crying. And I said, "Lord, we're all tired. Tell us what to do." While they're praying with her, God opened my eyes and said to me, "Ask her to go to her department now in UI." She was doing her master's. That I said, "Ask her to go to her department. And let her lean by the pole on the corridor of the department. There is a man designed to marry her. That man will show up while she's leaning by the pole." I said, "Don't enter class home." So she left. Tired people have finished praying. Is that right? So she left. Went to her department. There is a pole on the corridor. She lay by that pole. I was saying, "Lord, I thank you." Because I told her she must not repeat that. "God, come and help me." Inter so ye final. We're going to pray some final prayer here shortly. So she's leaned by the wall. And here's this guy and two of his friends. And they were passing by the corridor. And when he saw the lady leaning by the pole, the man screamed. Said, "This is the lady I saw in America." He lives in America. He just came for a business in Nigeria. He's a single guy, very comfortable, living well, but a genuine Christian. And he said, "God, only the lady you choose for me, I will marry." But and he has had a dream in America that he came to UI and he saw a lady wearing a particular cloth, color, leaning by the pole on the corridor. You see, if she has entered class, she will have missed that word of knowledge. Do you understand? Leaning by the pole. So as soon as he saw her leaning by the pole, he shouted, "This must be the lady I saw." And said, "Sorry, madam, for embarrassing you." And he told this story. And she held the hand of the guy and said, "Follow me to my pastor." They came to meet me in Ojo, in the office. And said, "Sir, God is tired, though. Tired God has responded, though." And we talked with the two of them. Before you say Jack, they began counseling. Before you say anything, they're married and they live in America today. And anytime she called, I said, "Is that the tired lady?" He said, "No more tired. Energy has resumed." Somebody here, energy will resume. Everything you are tired of, God will undertake for you. Stand on your feet, let's pray. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with what? And power. With the Holy Ghost and power. And he went everywhere doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. What was the reason? For God was with him. God is with us tonight. We're going to go about. We're here now to do good, not to do evil. To do good, to heal the sick, to set the oppressed free. Doing good. Doing good. Are you willing to pray? Just three prayers. Please pray like a drunkard. Don't pray and you are watching your neighbor and say, "I'm looking rough." Be rough now, because you will be decorated after. Tell him, say, "Give me space. Give me space. I want to pray." Are you ready to pray? Lift up your hand to the Lord and say, "Father, I thank you for your word on day one of this great meeting. Lord, I ask, make me the proof that your word cannot fail. Make me the proof that your word is true. Make me the proof that there is power in your name. In the name of Jesus." Can you begin to pray to God? Thank him for the word and ask him to make you the proof that his word cannot fail. That his word is true. Let him make me the proof that there is no one else like our God. Lord, make me the proof that your word is true. Make me the proof that the Lord is in this place and I know it. Make me the proof. Leketea braka kose iliba katarandos rika prasuketia. Lord, make me the proof. Make me the proof. I got my issues. I'm tired of certain areas in my life. Make me the proof. Prove to every man that I'm serving you. In Jesus' name we pray. Just got one more prayer and I'm praying one. Is that okay? And this is, since it's just one more, please use all your strength to pray it. Yes. Final prayer. One shot. One prayer. Ready? Now I want you, please open your eyes before you pray, because this is your prayer and I'll be praying after that. I don't know what you desire to change. It could be a bone. It could be a twisted bone. We had a guy in Lagos who had a hunchback. And as we were praying, in fact, we didn't pray. He came to where I was standing and looked at my face and did like this to me, and I did like this to him. And the hunchback left. He disappeared. Confusion blew up in church. People were running. Amama yina kilo shele. That's God for you. So I wanted to think, what is it that God must do day one? Are you sick in your body? Say, Lord, I want this sickness to leave my body now. Are you confused on anything? Is there issues of life? Are there medical reports you desire altered and changed? Are there issues you've been managing and it's beyond you? And say, Lord, please arise for me. Are you hearing me? Don't pray yet. Think. Because you're not going to pray this prayer speaking in tongue. You're going to pray this prayer and you understand it. Lord, this sickness, leave my body now. Lord, this discomfort, leave my body now. Lord, this shame leaves my body now. Leave my life now. You have to be very specific, and you are speaking in your understanding. And once you finish saying that, you will start rebuking the devil. Satan, I rebuke you. You can't touch my life anymore. You can't touch my family anymore. You can't touch my business anymore. Are you ready for these prayers? Lift up your hands to heaven and say, Father, hear me tonight. And let it come to pass that every oppression of the enemy in my life, in my family, in my business comes to an end now. In the name of Jesus, can you pray to the God of heaven and be very specific? Be very specific. Be very specific. Oh Lord, hear the cry of your people. Oh Lord, hear the voice of your people. Let their voice draw your attention. Let their voice draw your attention. Tarababa shakatiya. Let their voice draw your attention. Leketos baraka kose. Hilibra kasotaya. Hear, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Before I pray with you, I saw in my spirit, there's a lady standing, and there's a lot of cloud. You can see very well. And God says, I'm clearing the cloud. I'm clearing it. There is something not clear to you. God is clearing all the clouds. It's happening to you now. Thank you, Father. Now lift up your hands to heaven as I pray. Father, the hour has come to honor your son Jesus. Hear me now. Let everyone sick under the sound of my voice be healed now. Let your bones hear the voice of the Lord. Bones be straightened. Every discomfort in your body, go now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let the oppressed be free. Let the sick be healed. In the name of Jesus. I saw the number 7, and God says, 7 people are receiving some new level of God's goodness. 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 7 of you. Receive it now. Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for what you have done, even tonight, as a proof that your name can fail. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Now examine your body. Do what you can do before. You can bend, bend. You can stand, stand. You can jump, jump. Is that okay? Yes, he has a healing on a right leg. Somebody check your right leg now. A miracle just took place. All the discomfort left now. Check it. Check it now. Check it. So, if you know, and you know, and you are very sure that the Lord just healed you, only such persons should clap their hands to me. Now, I'm not sure you understood what I'm saying. This clap is too many. That a sickness just left your body. That a discomfort just left your body. Only such person should celebrate him. Wow. Wow. Okay. That is day one. How many shot? And see many joy. Do you hear all the clapping? See all the proofs. How many shot? On which day? See the joy. See the proof that his name cannot fail.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Light Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Uwe Road, Ibadan. Every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.